Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Joining us live is Dr. Saeed Khan from Wayne State University. He's an expert in Middle Eastern politics and U.S. foreign policy in the region. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I suppose we'll begin just by getting your read on the situation. This, of course, all unfolded very early in the morning. About 2:30 our time was when reports started filtering in about this military operation, a joint operation between U.S. and Israel in Iran. Tell us what your thoughts are this morning.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't characterize it as a military operation. I think it's safe to say that this is now war, and it's something that it appears had been certainly projected both by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as well as by President Trump, despite the fact that the United States was in negotiation with Iran in Geneva, brokered by Oman. And so here we see then, on the one hand, appearing to be advancing diplomacy, and yet at the same time, what has to be characterized as not a preemptive, but in fact a premeditated strike on Iran.
And, of course, we have been watching the U.S. Ramping up some warships into the Persian Gulf region for weeks now. But some of even the president's top advisors, we were told this morning, were, while they were expecting some sort of action, they seemed to be surprised by the scope. Are you surprised by the scope of this this operation?
Well, I'm surprised by both the scope as well as the timing as well as the legitimacy of what is happening. You're correct that there has been the amassment of the largest, at least Air Force presence of the United States in decades. Some reports are saying 40% of our Air Force material and equipment is in the region. And yet we still have not heard why there is a rationale for this. There has been no immediate or imminent threat by Iran. In fact, as I said, negotiations had been underway. And President Trump has also, it seems, shifted from what exactly has been the mission of these strikes. Was it regime change? Is it ballistic missiles? Is it the nuclear program? There's still a lot of ambiguity that we're trying to sift through.
And we have seen reports this morning that some of the strikes in Iran this morning have been targeting military installations. Specifically, the president has said that they're targeting the missile capabilities of Iran. But also we know that parts of the presidential palace in Iran have been struck as well. So we are seeing elements of potential for trying to cut the head off in Iran, as well as targeting specifically military operations. What kind of, if any, organized opposition exists in Iran? If we were talking about Venezuela with a guest earlier and how the military, or rather the political apparatus in Venezuela remained intact after the capture of Nicolas Maduro. What kind of opposition, if any, is there to pick up the pieces if there is a regime falls in Iran?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure that the regime will fall, because I suspect that it probably has several layers of depth to it when it comes to succession. And it's going to be next to impossible to go ahead and eliminate all of that. But on the question about the opposition, there is an eerie parallel to what we saw during the second Gulf War with Iraq in 2003, that the United States was somehow or the other persuaded that there was a sufficient opposition within the country that could easily come in and then take over and become a loyal client to the United States. That does not seem to be evident here in Iran. The voices that are being at least bandied about don't really exist. And so I'm not sure if there is going to be certainly a very smooth transition, if there's going to be a transition at all.
We're speaking on the live line this morning with Dr. Saeed Khan from Wayne State University, Middle Eastern politics and U.S. foreign policy expert on the U.S. military operation. We'll call it a war at this point in Iran that broke out early this morning. So what kind of response, if any, would we be expecting from any of Iran's partners or allies in the region? We're talking, of course, be it state allies or groups like Hezbollah, the Houthis, etc.
Well, really, there are no state allies anymore. The only one that really existed was the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria, which, of course, was deposed a little under 2 years ago over there. As far as Hezbollah and the Houthis in Yemen are concerned, that's an open question. Sources in the Middle East are saying that so far Hezbollah has been told to sit back and not do anything right now. I'm not sure if a similar directive has been given to the Houthis, but I do suspect that if there is an escalation beyond this weekend, where there is even further bombings and attacks by the Israelis and the U.S. forces, then I imagine that some of those regional actors will start to activate.
Speaking this morning with Dr. Saeed Khan, Wayne State University, on the ongoing situation in Iran this morning. I want to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.